This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Rehoboth Beach residents head to the polls August 14th to fill two seats on the town's Board of Commissioners. Four candidates are vying to represent the city as it grapples with new development, a tourist boom, and recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Delaware Public Media's Roman Battaglia continues our series of candidate conversations this week, chatting with Rachel Macha, who is running again after falling short in her bid for a seat last year. Macha currently serves on the Planning Commission and hopes to bring a new perspective to the Board of Commissioners.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're welcome. I'm happy to do it.
Firstly, I don't really know. How long have you lived in Rehoboth Beach?
We've been property owners for about 22 years.
Okay, so you've been here for quite a while.
Quite a while, and for the last 4 years have been a full-time resident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I believe, from what I've seen, you have already served in some positions in the Rehoboth City Government. You are on the Planning Commission currently, is that correct?
I am currently on the Planning Commission, and I also serve on the Plant, Shade, and Tree Commission. I've been on that commission for about 3 years.
Yeah, and you had mentioned that you've ran for City Commissioner before last year.
Yes, I ran last year. Mm-hmm. I did not win, obviously. I came in fourth. The top three people won, actually, is the mayor now, Stan Mills, and then Patrick Gossert and Jay Legree were the commissioners that were voted in, and they honestly all ran kind of together on a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is that was your first time running for city commissioner, so this is going to be your second run at it?
Yes.
All right. So other than, I guess, or including the roles you already play on the Planning Commission and the Parks, Tree, and Shade Commission, what other experiences do you bring to, being a commissioner in Rehoboth Beach?
Yes, I've actually worked in some other areas in the city as well as a volunteer and also just on some special projects. So actually, while I was on the Planning Commission before COVID, we are in the midst of working on what we call the Comprehensive Development Plan, the CDP is what it's referred to, which is really the strategy for the city, longer-term vision and strategy. And as part of that, I picked up a section to really further develop around economic development. And so I had an opportunity to meet with different businesses and, arts folks. Main Street is another big supporter, obviously, here in Rehoboth for our businesses. And as a result of meeting Main Street and interviewing them, as COVID hit, I learned that they had a need to actually kick off a campaign to help some of the businesses, kind of stay afloat and still bring in some tourists that would come to town. And so I helped them with a marketing plan called Respect Rehoboth. So as, as visitors would visit us to take precautions on obviously wearing a mask and keeping a distance and not shopping if they're feeling sick, et cetera. So I've taken on a couple projects in the city like that. I'm a big proponent of business. So if I have an opportunity, I will, help. And Main Street has asked me to help on a couple of occasions to refresh that campaign, as well as just continue to be involved, with them around that specific effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it sounds like being a part of the Planning Commission, you've taken on some roles in terms of the Comprehensive Development Plan and reaching out to businesses. It sounds like, you're really in support of, ensuring the businesses in Rehoboth Beach are successful. And
yeah, so I mean, all in all, I really want businesses and residents and visitors, just to have a really great experience here. That's really my background from a professional standpoint. I've always been focused on customer service and customer experience. So, when you see a kind of a simple need, sometimes it really can go a long way to help people. And I just think that is something that as citizens and just as humans, we should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned your professional experience. Are you currently working at another job other than, being in Rehoboth Beach on the city government?
Yes, I do. I have a career working for a software company. I manage a global accounting.
Okay. And that's where that you mentioned that customer experience and stuff kind of comes into play, is that the roles you've played in that job have kind of you've brought to Rehoboth Beach and your work here on the Planning Commission and things like that.
That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. My team is absolutely focused on providing a good customer experience for our customers around the globe. And so I I just translate that right into my everyday life too. And honestly, I've taught my kids the same. I have five children that have worked in Rehoboth since they were 14, going through high school and college, and I still have two here working today in Rehoboth, and they've all been in the service industry, working with customers and learning about customer service. So I really do value that, and I think it's good for our kids to learn the value and how to interact, you know, with customers and provide that good customer experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, from what I've witnessed, you know, covering the Rehoboth Beach Board of Commissioners and just seeing Rehoboth Beach as this huge, having a huge outsized role on the East Coast of bringing lots of tourists and, you know, people wanting to come there and shop and visit the beaches and stuff. It sounds like the Board of Commissioners always has a lot on their plate. There's always a lot of issues facing the board. It seems like it's a pretty busy thing. What motivates you to want to run for the Board of Commissioners?
Well, obviously being part of the Planning Commission, the next step for me is probably, you know, to aspire to go to the Board of Commissioners. But because of my work on the Planning Commission and the projects and the needs that I see for businesses, residents, and visitors, I think I have a lot to bring to the table as a Board of Commissioner, and also bringing the experience that I've already learned, especially working with the CDP, because that is really the strategy that will then result in like initiatives and projects and actions. And so I can be a part of the execution of those ideas and putting kind of more structure around them so that we can, again, just provide that best experience that we can and obviously be that welcoming community that we have had for many years and hopefully for more decades to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think that being on the Planning Commission and being a part of creating this comprehensive development plan, you think you have a lot of knowledge and skills that you can bring to the Board of Commissioners in terms of actually implementing that plan going into the future. One thing I'd like to see, obviously, if you're going to be on the City Commissioner, I believe the position is for 3 years. So if you're to be elected as a commissioner, what sort of issues do you see affecting Rehoboth Beach in the next 3 years? And, you know, as a commissioner, what would you like to focus on to, you know, solve those issues? And what other things would you like to focus on during your term?
City code. Actually, this has been an issue within the city for a very long time. I mean, I think it's probably more than a decade that I've been hearing about confusing or conflicting city code. And I think it's really time to focus on some very specific areas of the code that have created some of these issues that we talked about, and especially, you know, kind of breaking down some of the relationships in the community into different camps. So I think that is absolutely something we have got to figure out. The code is huge, right? But I think if we focus on some really key aspects of the code first and try to make some progress, that I think that will be really important for Rehoboth now and obviously into the future. We always hear about parking issues. I actually have some ideas around parking that I think we need to think outside the box around. So that's another area. Parking has been an issue in Rehoboth, again, for many, many years. I've been coming here since I was a little girl, and parking was an issue then. So I just think we need to get creative around that and try to create some opportunities, you know, for folks around that. I also think that there are some infrastructure upgrades that have been on the planning table. Some of those were deferred because of COVID, but now I think there are some infrastructure dollars that might be coming available. And I have built relationships within the state because I've been living here for over 22 years. I was in New Castle County, and then we had the beach house here in Rehoboth. So I've built relationships at the city, county, and state level because of other posts that I've held within communities and cities. So I think there's an opportunity here to help with some of those types of projects. And then, as I mentioned, we also need to execute on the CDP or the strategy for our city. So I think it's important to bring diversity to the city around arts, theater, and music to our town. So I think that's an area that we still need to further develop.
Great. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks to Rehoboth Board of Commissioners candidate Rachel Matcha and our Roman Battalion for their time on The Green this week. We'll have more interviews with other candidates in coming weeks and make them all available at DelawarePublic.org. The Rehoboth Board of Commissioners election is August 14th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Center. Absentee voting forms are available at the city's website. And stay with us. The Green continues in a moment with more on a new collaboration between Hagley Museum and Willington Brew Works. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.